We're up to Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph. Sif Aleph discusses the well-known halacha that appears in the first Mishnah and Sukkah. Shechamasa Meruba Mitzilasa Psula. The Sukkah has to have more shade than sunlight. If there's more sunlight than shade, the Sukkah is Psula. Rashi gives a very interesting explanation for the Mishnah, because the schach, which is a muat, a minority, is bata barov varehu kamisha eina. So Rashi seems to compare it to a taroves, to a mixture, where the minority is bata to the majority. The majority is sunlight, and the sunlight nullifies the minority of shade. Now there's another Mishnah that basically says the same thing in the second parak, and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. There, the Mishnah says, Tzilasa Merubu Mechamasa Kshera. If you have more shade than sunlight, it's kosher. So, superficially, they're saying the same thing. If there's more shade than sunlight, then it's good. If there's more sunlight than shade, then it's no good. But the Gemara is medayik that this is actually a steer, it's a contradiction. Because when the first Mishnah says, if you have more sunlight than shade, it's possible, sounds like if it's 50-50, even Steven, that's going to be kosher. And then when the Mishnah in Daf Chav Beis says it's more shade than sunlight, it's kosher, sounds like you need more shade. But if it's 50-50, it's going to be possible. So there's a stira. If it's 50-50, it's going to be kosher. 50-50 is going to be possible. So the Gemara asks this kasha over there in Daf Chav Beis. And the Gemara answers, it depends. Lo kasha, kami lamala v'kami lamata. So in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, and we have two Mishnayos that seem to contradict each other. First Mishnah says, if you have more sunlight than shade, it's pasul, which sounds like if it's even Steven, it's going to be kosher. Then the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis says, if you have more shade than sunlight, and it's kosher. Sounds like if it's 50-50, then it's pasul. So it's 50-50 kosher, 50-50 pasul. And the Gemara says it depends if we're talking about 50-50 on top by the schach, 50% schach, 50% air. That's going to be pasul, because Moshe Shonim explained the way when the sun comes in, it's gonna at the bottom, you're gonna have more sunlight than shade on the bottom. But from the bottom it's 50-50. So that indicates that on top you have more schach than non-schach, and it's going to be kosher.
Oh, so what are the Mishnais referring to, the top or the bottom?
Oh, so the Mishnah that said, the first Mishnah says more sunlight than shade is pasul, but if it's the same, it's going to be kosher, that's talking about on the bottom. The next Mishnah says more shade than sunlight is kosher, but 50-50 is going to be pasul. That's talking about on the top.
So there's a lot more in between than just even Steven.
I saw someone ask, meaning there could be, there could be something in between. Yeah, okay, I don't want to go there. Good. Very good. So the Ran uses this Gemara to redefine Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah. Rashi explains that the Mishnah, that the reason that if you have more sunlight than shade, it's potzel, because the minority of schach is butzel to the majority of non-schach, and therefore it's as if the schach is not there, because it's only a minority of what's going on up there. So says the Ran, it can't be, because even if it's 50-50 up on top, it's also potzel, because on the bottom you have more sunlight than shade, and therefore you can't say that there's more air than schach, and therefore the schach is batel. It doesn't work, because it's 50-50. You can't say one is batel to the other. So the Ran redefines Rashi, and he says what Rashi means to say is not on the top that the schach is batel, but on the bottom the shade is batel to the sunlight. Okay, so this is a big singular issue. Footnote number one brings down all sorts of achronim and different lumdas and svaras from different achronim. Ayin sham for homework. Let's take a look at, we didn't see the Shulchan Aruch yet. Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, Se'if Aleph. Sukkah Shechamasa V'tzilasa Shavin Milamala. If you have a sukkah that's 50-50 up on top, 50% schach, 50% non-schach, psula. It's possible. Why is it possible? If you shachama mispashetes berichuka via lamata chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Because when the sun comes through the schach, it's going to end up there on the bottom. In terms of the shade, you're going to have more sunlight than shade. Aval im chamasa mitzilasa shavim milamata. But if on the bottom it's 50-50, that's a sign that on top you have more schach than non-schach, and therefore it's going to be ksherah. The Mishabur Sivkat and Allah brings down the Rashi, Vazis Bata Hamiut Negat Arov, the minority of either the Schach, or as the Ran emphasizes, of the shade, is Bata to the robe of the non Schach or non shade, meaning sunlight. Vahabi Kiilu Lo Sikech Kaz, is that the Schach is not there at all. Okay, here's where Jishu number one puts a footnote and they have a whole discussion. Ayin Sham. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Okay, Sif Beis is... Okay, we're going to do Sif Beis and Sif Vav and Sif Zayin together because they're all one... They come from one sugya in the Gemara. So there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud Tes says as follows. Bring down a braise. So Tan. Psal Hayotze Min HaSukkah. Psal, Russian puzzle, which is how the sukkah is supposed to be made. Not that a sukkah is not supposed to be puzzle, obviously, but the sukkah is supposed to come from the psolas gorim v'yekev, the garbage after you took off the grapes or the olives, and you have the vines, and you have the leftover detached shrubbery. That's what we use for schach. It's not makabel toma. It grew from the ground. It's now detached. The term is psolas gorim v'yekev. The leftovers from the threshing floor and from the wine press. So the braisa says psal hayotze min hasukkah. So this psal that comes out of the sukkah. Now, the word psal can mean different things, as we'll see in a minute. Nidon kasukkah, it has the status of a sukkah. So, it's very vague. What is the braisa talking about? Psal hayotze min hasukkah, nidon kasukkah. The psal that comes out of the sukkah is viewed as the sukkah itself. So, Gemara wants to know, what are you talking about? My psal hayotze min hasukkah, what does it mean? And the Gemara gives four explanations. Three of them are going to, we're passing like all four. Three of them are over here in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph and Sif Beis Vav and Zayin, which we'll do right now, Bezrat Hashem. The fourth one comes up in the next Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis, which Bezrat Hashem we'll get to next week. Okay, now, so Sif Beis is working off for answer number three. Answer number three. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You know what this means? Psalei Yotim in a Sukkah Nidon Kesukkah. The Nitzach Ha'ele L'Sukkah. The sukkah sheruba tzilasa. So this is a continuation of what we just said. We know we need more shade than sunlight. So what if you have the following scenario? And this is the scenario that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's how they explain this brayso of psaliyot min sukkah. Most of the sukkah has more shade than sunlight. A minority of the sukkah has more sunlight than shade. So now what? So you might say part of it has more sunlight than shade, so that part of it is going to be aser. Kamash Malon, then no, we look at the overall sukkah. The overall sukkah has more sun, more shade than sunlight, therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher. So there is a psal hayotze min hasukkah, the Gemara asks. Yotze mihechsha sukkah. You have something here that's really, if you look at it independently, is not kosher for a sukkah because you have more sunlight than shade. But we look at it all together and it's going to be kosher. So here we have a picture over here. It's this picture over here. We have a small area that has more sunlight than shade. But if you look at the whole thing together, you clearly have more shade than sunlight. So that's going to be kosher. Now, we'll see right now, it's not so pashut, as we'll soon see. But that's what the Gemara seems to say. Now, when the Ran brings this down, Daf Tes Amud Aleph Medapei Arif. Okay, he says the whole sukkah is kosher, even the part that has flimsy schach, as long as the whole thing has more shade than sunlight, you're okay. And not only that, you can even sit under that part of the sukkah. However, he wants to take this. This halacha is only applicable if we're dealing with the minimum size of a sukkah, which is 7 tefachim wide and 7 tefachim long. A square. 7 by 7 tefachim. Tefach is 3 to 4 inches. Even if you go with a shir chazan ish. 28 inches by 28 inches. Okay? It's 28 inches. Each blot here is 12, 12, 24. It's a little bit, basically 2 blotot by 2 blotot. Okay, it's a 4 square blata sukkah. It's a very, very small sukkah. So the Ran says that's what the Gemara is talking about. But let's say I have a big sukkah, and then I have a chunk. So he says like this. He says efsher. He's not sure. Efsher. Davka b'sukkah k'tana, which is zayin al zayin, but a sukkah gedolah. I have a big sukkah. And then inside my big sukkah, I have an area that is Zayin al Zayin, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And in that area, I have more sunlight than shade. He says, Tzorech in im nachshir oto b'nei tzir of shara sukkah. Now it's already, well, it's 7 by 7, so that's a shir sukkah. We look at it as a whole. But I have a big sukkah, and in the middle of my big sukkah, I have an area that's 7 by 7, which has its own, you know, independent, could be viewed as an independent entity and have independent status. And that 7 by 7 has more sunlight than shade. So then maybe that's not good. We're only talking about the whole thing is Zayin al Zayin. Now, the Bach does not, the Bach brings down the Ran. He doesn't like the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the Ran. The Ramah does bring down the Ran. So let's take a look at Tafresh Lamed Aleph Siv Beis. In Berov Mimena, most of the sukkah has Tzilasa Meruba, more shade. How much more shade than sunlight? Shnei Mashahuyin, two Mashahus, whatever, two measures, whatever that is. Uba Mirit Mimena, and then on a minority of the sukkah, we have Chamasa Meruba Mashahu. You have the sunlight being more than the shade, one Mashahu. Right, we have to quantify it so that the overall picture, the inyashek shenitzariv yachar, when you put the whole sukkah together, hachama v'atzel shal kol ha'sukkah, the entire sun to shade ratio, yatzilasa merubim mechamasa mashahu. So the shade now is more than the sunlight by a mashahu. Ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Now, you could flip it, theoretically. What if I have a minority of the sukkah that has tons more shade than sunlight, and 49% of the sukkah has tons of shade, tons of schach. 51% of the sukkah has flimsy schach. Chamasa maruba metzilasa. So the overall sukkah has more sunlight than shade. But minority of the sukkah is only 49% schach. The minority of the sukkah is 99%, 100% schach. So that the Shulchan Aruch Mishavir says, no, we're not going to flip it. Davka opens that. Only if the majority of the sukkah has more shade than sunlight. The majority has to be okay. Abba Pepech, if you flip it. Then a Shemiyat sukkah, minority of the sukkah has more shade. Uva Roba sukkah, the majority of the sukkah, Yachamasa Yosa Mitzilasa, has more sunlight than shade. But Ofen Shekishet, it's not if Kol Aschapa Yachamasa, when you put it all together, Yatzel Meruba. So all together you have more tzel, but it's coming from a minority of the sukkah, puzzle, that's no good. We need a majority of the sukkah having more shade and sunlight, and we need, even though a minority might have more sunlight than shade, but we need the overall thing obviously to have more shade than sunlight as well. And when it's kosher, says the Mishnah of Katan Gimel, I feel leisha tachas also chelik shemacha masam meruba, like the Ran told us in the beginning. You can even sit in that area. Fishu batu legabi roba tzchash etzilas meruba. That little area that's, you know, somewhat problematic is batu to the rest of the sukkah.
As long as you have 50% more.
Hold on, but let's see. But now the Rama brings down the Ran. Haga. No, says Rama. The Yesh Machmirin im Asukah Gedola. The Yesh Makom Shiva al Shiva Shechamasa Meruba. Those are argued, right? The Ran doesn't state definitively. He questions it. Efshur and Sarachian, he's not sure. But Yesh Machmirin im Asukah Gedola. Yesh Makom Shiva al Shiva Shechamasa Meruba. If I have a big sukkah, and overall is more shade, fantastic. But if I have a significant area, what's called significant in Hilchos Sukkah, 7x7 tefachim. Even though when I combine those sukkah I have more shade, there are those that are machmir if I have an area that's 7x7 that has more sunlight than shade. Mishabur Sifkatan Dalid Vish Machmir Daito the Efshe da Gemara lo Ayurak Basukatana, the Gemara that we paskin like that says it's okay, that's only if it's a sukkatana. What's a sukkatana? Shiva Shiva, 7x7. Those are Mina, and then we say the Amir Shiva Batul Gadol Arov. The minority that's problematic is Batul to the majority, that's okay. And overall I have more shade than sunlight. Aval Basukah Gedola. But if I have big sukkah, and within the big sukkah, Yesh b'shiva al-shiva shechamasa meruba, how I have a significant area of 7x7 with more sunlight than shade, hu makom chashuv ve'eino batu legabe shar ha'schach shetziyasa meruba. That's already a significant area. Hechos sukkah 7x7 significant. It's not so fast to be mevatalit. Va'al kein nefer ein leishe b'osach helek. So in that portion, you should not sit. Aval l'shar ha'chelek ein ze Posel also kuriyama came and she sham hechsher sukkah. It only that part is questionable. Don't sit in that area that's very flimsy. But the rest of the sukkah is okay. However, it continues the mishabura the hechsher could also be. Let's say this flimsy area, like we have in the picture, it goes the whole length of the sukkah. Let's say it's now. I don't know. This is a separate shayla. 7x7. What if it's does that have to be 7x7? What if it's 5x8? Whatever, I'm doing the math. 5x10. What if it's not 7? Okay, I don't know. But let's say over here the part that's flimsy is a full 7 tefachim, and it's going more than 7 tefachim. So then, if you say that this is in fact problematic on a big sukkah, so then you just cut the sukkah in half. What's the problem of cutting a sukkah in half? Is if you only have three walls, I have two sukkahs, but each one only has two walls, so each one's pasul. That's what the Mishnah is going to say right now. Efshar o the mapse kol orach adofen v'zeh ba'ofen shebamakom shetzal merubah lo yishar rak shnei defanos. It's going to split the whole sukkah in half, so each side is kosher.
Why would you want to split it in half?
No, I don't want to, but the way the schach is situated, it divides it.
Oh.
It divides it. So again, if this is 7 tefachim wide and more than 7 tefachim long, so that's the Efshar Od of the Mishabura, you just cut the sukkah in half. Now I have two sukkahs. Wow, two is better than one, only if they're kosher. But if I have a fourth wall, so that'll be fine. Sit over here, two kosher sukkahs, don't sit in the middle. But since I don't have a wall over here, so this sukkah has two walls, that's no good. And this sukkah has two walls, and that's no good. So now I have two puzzle sukkahs. The mafsik kol orech adofen b'zeh b'ofen shemakom shetzem rubah lo yishar rak shnei defanos tzorech iyun al kol hasukah. So he doesn't pass it, he says it's a tzorech iyun al kol hasukah. Now in Dirshu footnote 3 they bring down a fascinating machlokas achronim, and that is, we know, or we will know when we learn it, that if I have schach pasul next to the wall, usually schach pasul four tzvachim pasul zesukah. Four tefachim will passel or cut the sukkah in half. And okay, let's say it's by the wall, on the edge of the sukkah. It's the air conditioner. So we say dofen akuma. We say the wall goes up and extends. It's the passel schach now becomes part of the wall, and you can say that up to four amos. So let's say from here to here is 3.5 amos. Do you say dofen akuma? We say on passel schach. What if I have schach that's more sunlight than shade? Flimsy schach. So therefore it's puzzle. It's not schach puzzle, it's not metal, it's not an air conditioner, it's not a tree. It's just flimsy schach. It's not enough schach to be kosher. Can you say dofen akuma in such a case? So that's... Okay, we're not going to say... We're not going to say love it over here. Love is not going to help us. So, why not? I have to think about it. Are you going to say do friend akuma or not? So, he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov. You're not going to say, this has a din of air. When you have more sunlight than shade, it's like air. Air does not create, you're not going to have love because it's more than three tefachim. Well, here, no, you have, okay, I don't know. Put that on hold. Are you going to say dofen akuma in such a case? He brings down a machlokes aposkim. If you say dofen, it does have din of air. Air is not. There's no dofen akuma by air. Or it's din of schach pasul, and you would say dofen akuma. Okay, I don't know. Right there. So that's sif beis, and I want to do sif vav and zayin if we can, because vav and zayin are other explanations of this gemara and sukkah daf yates of psal hayotze min sukkah. So Ula says that the scenario is like this. I have a kosher sukkah, and then on the schach happens to jut out on this side, and then I happen to have a wall there, and wall there, and it happens to be 7x7. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? Here's a kosher sukkah, and here's the wall in the middle. So what's the big deal? What do I need the Gemara to teach me? That's obvious. Yeah. It has all the requirements of a sukkah. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but that middle wall was not put there for this sukkah, it was put there for that sukkah. You might think that's a problem. That's what the Gemara is telling you, it's not a problem. Now, the Havamid itself is a little bit difficult. Like, how does that work with all our sukkahs that are using the walls of our house as walls of the sukkah? A wall was made for the inside. I mean, the maskana, it's not a problem at all, but...
Middle wall.
There's two sukkahs. There's a wall over here. There's a wall over here.
Uh-huh,
hey. So it's separate. Here's the right real sukkah, and here, like by accident, was created another sukkah. Okay. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sivav. I have schach sticking out on the other side of my sukkah. The middle wall, the other side, botim kanim and schach, have schach sticking out. The yesh bem hechsha sukkah, which means it has 7x7 tefachim. The tzirasa meruvim chamasa, and I have more shade than sunlight. And I have three walls. Sure, that's kosher. So we would say that's obvious, which is what the Gemara is. So now the Shulchan Aruch is bringing down the explanation of the Gemara. Even though this middle wall is made for this sukkah, it's not made for that sukkah at all. That doesn't matter. We don't care. Even though the middle wall, it's not made for this sukkah. It's only made for this one. We don't care. As long as we have a wall, we have a wall. That's what counts. And Dirshu footnote 11 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who explains, you know, we don't care about the fact your kavana was to use it for here or there, because the sukkah walls don't need kavana. There could be, there's a discussion, the schach needs some sort of kavana, but the walls don't need kavana. So the fact that it's made for this, we don't care. And this is, all of our sukkahs are built like that. You put a sukkah on and pass that. What are the walls of your sukkah? Very often, it's this wall of the house, and that wall of the house, and this fence of the house, right? It wasn't made for that. It was made for the inside, made for the house, not for the... Okay, that doesn't matter. So that's... Sivan and Siv Zayin is another explanation of this sugya psal, and that is, I have three walls. Here's a little wall. Here's the middle wall. And one wall extends all the way out. This wall is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is a kosher wall. This tefachim goes 50 tefachim. And the schach goes out with this. But if I'm sitting over here, I have no wall here. And I have no wall here. I only have one, two walls, right?
Yeah.
This wall extends 50 tefachim. This wall extends 10 tefachim.
Okay, got it.
So I have the back wall. And then one little wall and one very long wall. And the schach goes with the very long wall. Is all this shade over here, is this part of the sukkah or not? It's really only surrounded by two walls. So that's the psal of yotzei min ha-sukkah. The schach is the psal that's yotzei min ha-sukkah. This is going to be kosher. Let's see now in Seif Zayin. V'chein. Tafresh Lamed Aleph Seif Zayin. V'chein ha-kanim ha-boltim min ha-schach l'tzad ha-parutz. V'dofen echad nimshach imayim. The schach keeps going. And with the schach that keeps going is one wall that keeps going. Even though this wall is more than 7, it's 10. Why that's an FOP is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. We could say, really, why did I make this sukkah if this was seven? So we say, I just wanted to do the bare minimum, but he didn't mean to stop the sukkah there. This one he did 10, he did 20, but this one he did 50. So maybe he wanted the sukkah to end over here, not to end over here. V'dofen echad shenimshach im hakanim shel schach eino min ha-sukkah. Maybe this doesn't count as part of the sukkah. Ela b'fnei atzma, oh, maybe it stands independently. We don't count this part as part of the sukkah. V'nimtza she'en le'dofen echad shedofen ha-nimshach. And therefore, if you sit over here, you really only mitachas to one wall. One wall sukkah we know is no good. Afilu achi k'shera. No, this is kosher. Not according to the order of the Gemara, but according to the order of Shulchan Aruch, this is the third of the four cases that are the way the Gemara, the Amoraim, explain the Baisa, Apsal Hayotze Min HaSukkah is kosher. Oh, interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Rav that I said before is going on this case. That we don't care the fact that your kavana might have been to end the sukkah here. We don't care as long as you have the continuation of the wall.
Can you have a dopen tumah bent twice?
Okay, I don't know. When we learn dopen akuma, we'll discuss dopen akuma. Okay. Anyway, so that's Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, Beis, and Vav and Zion. And we did this because Beis, Vav, and Zion are three different explanations brought down in the Gemara, and that if you test to explain the Braisa, that Psal Hayotze Min HaSukkah is Nidon KeSukkah. Either that the third wall continues without the second wall continuing, so we say that as long as the third wall continues and the Schach continues, the whole thing is part of the Sukkah, even though over here, out here, by the 40 tefach yard line, you really only have one wall, maybe two. No, this is a kosher sukkah, and this is psal yotze. The whole thing is going to be kosher. One wall extends 50 tefachim, the other one's only 10 tefachim. The whole sukkah is kosher. The other example we had is I build the sukkah, and then on the other side of using the middle wall, on the other side, the schach keeps going, and I put up maybe two other walls. But even though this middle wall is intended for the big sukkah, the real sukkah, it still counts for the little one. Your kavana doesn't matter, and therefore that's also a kosher sukkah. Here's a case where you have two kosher sukkahs. There's a wall separating them. And the other case is where I have the majority of my sukkah has more shade than sunlight, and a minority of the sukkah has more sunlight than shade, that we look at the overall majority. But again, we said, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch says it, but the Rama brings down the Ran, who limits it and says that's only a small sukkah. But if the area in your sukkah that has more sunlight than shade is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that's a significant area. It's not so simply nullified, and therefore you shouldn't sit there. And if in fact it would cut through the entire sukkah, then and you only have three walls, so now you just separated these two halves of the sukkah, each sukkah only has two walls, that is a tzarech ian. Mishabur says a tzarech ian on the entire sukkah. The easy way out, well, one is to add more sach, and the other is to add another piece of wall over here and a piece of wall over there, and then you'll have, each one will have three walls. Uh-huh. Right? The problem is, I have three walls, I cut it in half, and each one has two. Okay, so that's Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Beis, Vav, and Zion. Okay. Well,